Welcome to the I'd Tap That Cigar Show, presented by Corona Cigar. I'm your host, Kevin from Cigar Prop, and I am coming to you live from the Drew Estate Experience Asset Studios here on the sunny Gulf Coast of Florida. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, Cara Viajante of Stogie Road Cigars.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello. I feel like the intro was wrong. I got to go back a couple of shows, and I think I'm doing it wrong, but that's part? Okay. I don't know. The beginning, like, I've been making a lot of videos lately, so now I'm unsure of how to start each video.
What, like, welcome to the I Tap That.
Yes, I know. Don't I say
that? By Corona Cigar.
Don't I normally say something?
And we're coming live to you from the Drew Estate.
No, I feel like I say something before that. I used to. I don't know. It just felt off tonight. Maybe it's because I'm almost an entire year older.
Not yet.
Not yet. Actually, my buddy Ron wished me a happy birthday, and he lives in the future. He's in China. So, they are celebrating me early.
Nice, very good.
So,
anything? I think it's that whole thing, man.
Oh, right on.
We can role play later. I'll do it.
Yeah,
in case we'll
talk about this one more next week. I don't know how to make me bigger.
There are male enhancements that you get.
As you can see on Jessica's laptop here, the Bricktoberfest sign, we got the signs. We're going to be talking more about those next week, because next week is the start of Bricktoberfest. JC Newman. So if you want to get in early, head over to the JC Newman website, look up Bricktoberfest, find the participating retailers. And then,
get Bricktoberfest mug out. That's what I got.
Do you have the boot?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know they've done a couple different. They had the Bootstein 2 years in a row, and then this year they're just doing pint glasses, which is
terrible. No, you sent me. The only problem is with the boot mug, and you sent me that, is that if you don't have it the right angle, air hits the freaking the toe, and it splashes you with
beer. Yeah, you got to do the twist.
Yeah, it's so. After a couple beers, after a couple of those boots, I forget every time, and I'm wearing it. I'm wearing my beer most of the time then.
Oh my god! Well, at least with the new pint glasses, you don't have to worry about that. And then, as you can see, Jessica's computer is empty. She is not behind the scenes. She is not on the scenes. She just got home from work at she works for our sponsor, Corona Cigar, up in Sarasota.
Is there a reason why she's not there?
I don't know. she's just got home. So, she's probably a hot mess because
are you sure?
I'm sure she's a hot mess. Now you're goading me into saying she's a hot mess, Care. Luckily she's probably just making dinner.
It's just a series of questions pre-interview to make sure that, you know, I can set the stage to, push my agenda at the end of the show.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, let's get into the, I know our guest is a little time crunch tonight. We got plenty of time for plenty of, interviewing questions. So let's get right into the Cigar Medix humidimeter cut and light. Remember, with the Cigar Medix humidimeter, I know it's hard to see with this new camera angle. You'll always know when to hold them.
Covered.
There you go. I said, I'm still working on figuring out the second camera.
You should just click on Jessica's desktop camera.
Then I got to bring hers up, and then luckily you have it, and then I am at 66% tonight, and I am smoking a cigar from our guest, and it's the Fenrir. I got Viking friends that just shoot me when I mispronounce these
especially
names.
When you look like a Viking, that's a sin. So I got a question for you real quick. I'm smoking the Skull.
Yes.
Very beautiful. So it's a closed foot.
Yes.
Humidimeter.
Goes right through it.
Do I dare puncture that luscious closed foot?
You do, and then I have a beautiful I wish I cut this colita right off the top, aka pigtail, and it came out all perfect, like a little man bun. I'm gonna say
65%. This is perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm happy boy.
Yeah, last night I smoked, I forget which the name offhand, it's eluding me, but the Habano. It was really good. We've been on a run of good Habano cigars from manufacturers. Because for a long time,
I'm not a Habano fan.
We were on a run of bad Habanos.
Now, I'm not a Habano fan. I just the sourness of it for most of it just doesn't do it for me, but. Last few, to your point, they've been very, very good. Very spicy too, surprisingly spicy with no sourness to it.
Yeah. And now hold that cigar up to the camera again. Do people see how what the size of that cigar was? And we'll be talking more about these sizes with our guests soon. But that now was
you're
a
about sizes, and you're talking about how to get bigger.
Bigger. Like three and a half by 52, I believe.
That's what she said. Wow.
And you did a V cut there, I see.
Mm-hmm. I did a V cut. I did my circumcision as a V cut. Yes. So yes, this is. I like the band too.
Yeah, the bands are really, really nice. Okay. So.
All right.
Well, unless we got any more housekeeping or anything else, let's.
Jessica. Nothing from Jessica. Is she around?
She's not even around. She's not even behind. She's not in the other room producing. She's not even around.
Where is she?
God only knows where she is these days, so I have no idea.
That's where she is. God only knows.
Never gets old.
All right. So before we bring on our guest, I should probably pull up this video so we can play it here from our ads. Before we bring on our guest, we want to take a moment to thank all of our show partners for making this happen each and every week. Thank you to JC Newman Cigars. It's almost Bricktoberfest. Cigar Medics, Amendola Cigars. We are the muscle. Our newest partner, Casa Caraballo Cigars. Can't wait to talk with the owner of that company here in a few weeks. His name is eluding me. My brain is just not with it tonight.
That's a funny name.
Thank you to Illusione Cigars. Deep in flavor, deep in your mind. K by Karen Berger Cigars, Corona Cigar, and of course, Drew Estate and Experience Acid. So waiting patiently in the Experience Acid Green Room is Alan Sanabria of Family by Loyalty Cigars. Hopefully I got your last name right.
Hell yeah, you did, bro.
Oh, perfect. How's it going tonight?
It's going great. Thank you so much for having me part of the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. You and I met for the first time. It wasn't even like a month ago. We were in at a virtual HERF with Doc and everybody.
Yes,
and then,
yes,
sir. And that's how I've met a lot of our guests, just in like these virtual HERFs. And you know, those are I'm glad to see those are still going strong. He's got a good one.
He does. I mean, he has a weekly one. Yeah, Doc Holden. Every week he has one going, and him and his crew. And I've been part of their family for almost a year now. Love those people.
Oh, great people. Care was on a show recently. I was on a show recently. We got Ybor City Cigar. Welcome to the show. I don't think I've seen you on the show before. All right, we're getting right up the road, Ybor City.
I was gonna say something. So Ybor City, so we have three sizes, right? So we got the nub style sizes that you said, the 3.5 by 52, but we also have the Robusto, a 5 by 50, and a Grand Toro, 6 by 54.
Now I am with Ybor City Cigar on to a certain degree when it comes to the pricing, not your pricing, you know, just like pricing in general. So when you go from like a Toro to a 770. We'll say that pricing isn't that much more. It's only $1.50. But when you go from, you know, and I know it's harder to make those smaller cigars, really tough. And, you get a lot less cigar. And then the price sometimes is the same where it only goes down like 50 cents. Well, you're like, what is?
So, I mean, Kev, right? You make your own cigar as well, right? So, you know, right? As well as I know, right?
Yes.
When you don't have a farm behind you, right? You got to buy your tobacco. You have a factory that you work out of. It's not your factory, right? So, and then you have a size that's not necessarily common.
Right? Yeah.
So when you're making a unique size, there's a lot of tobacco that gets lost if it's not a common size in the molds and how it's rolled.
Yeah. And then a lot of people don't know that you as a brand owner, like you're still paying for that tobacco that gets pushed on the, well, they don't get pushed on the floor. It gets used in other stuff. But you still own that. So they cut that down. Yeah. It's like, hey, I still bought that. I'm sorry. I don't control. But yeah, when you don't have a factory, when you don't have all of that and, you know, and then you go into that. So the cost can get, so I'm with you on that one. So I think the same thing sometimes.
And, one more thing I'll say, Kamish, what's up, baby? How you doing, man? Thanks a lot for the love. That's my friend of mine right there.
Oh, you know, Kevin.
Yeah, of course, bro.
Oh, right on. And he threw up the family by loyalty. We'll talk about that here.
And let me tell you something. I met Kamish, right, at my first TP 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah, that's why I met him. I met him like the second to last day, and we just vibed, him and I.
Did you? You don't see, he's seems like he'd rub you the wrong way. I don't know. He rubs people along.
Listen.
It's that New England-ness.
I'm a New Yorker. People ask me where I'm from. I'm a New Yorker. I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, New York City. But my family's Puerto Rican. I'm loudmouth Puerto Ricans. So guess what? You know, I can't love everybody.
Yeah, I love Kevin. Kevin and I are boys. I love it. We get together and we talk shit about other people in the industry. That's what I love about Kevin, because he knows a lot of shit as well. So
go ahead.
I was going to say that let's start off with what you said. You're born and raised. You know, first of all, where are you coming from tonight? Where do you call home?
I live in Doral, Florida, aka Miami, Florida.
Okay,
I've been living here for now going close on 13 years, but originally I'm a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker. My family, my mom and dad from Puerto Rico, but I was born and raised, and all my cousins are from New York City.
Okay, yeah, because I was when I mentioned that to Care when we were chatting back and forth before the show, and it's like I don't see the Viking heritage in his skin color. Just to throw that out there, you know.
No, bye. Let me tell you this. I plugged my OnlyFans. Really, Kev? Really? I'm going to start one too, bro. Check that shit out. No. But on a seriousness, so why did we choose the Vikings? Well, because when I started the first line of cigars, Jonas from Blackbird Cigars, he says to me, bro, have you thought about what you want to do? I said, listen, I still want to do my own line of cigars. So then I love it. He goes, well, what do you think about the brand? And he's like, is there something you love? I said, bro, I love wolves, dogs. And then at that time, his design at that time was like, bro, what do you know about Nordic mythology? I said, a little bit, not too much. And then we all glued together. And I was like, oh, shit, here we go. Like it, because again, I've been loving dogs, wolves since I was a young little kid, right? Like today, I have 5 dogs. I got 3 small ones and 2 big ones. You know what I mean? So I got 5 line of cigars and 5 cigars. So.
Care is has 1 dog. Care, how is I assume Krim is at your feet because she's sick.
Yeah, she's got the pneumonia. But see, Kevin, there's one thing that you don't know is that prior to Columbus finding the West Indies and the Americas, the Vikings did come to the Americas and they did stop in Puerto Rico and some of the other islands going up into the States. And they've actually found some Viking relics. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's Oak Island.
That's Oak Island and Manny. So yeah, that's you got the wrong island, Care. It was
that's right. Yeah. Oak Island, not Puerto Rico. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
It was believable there at first, wasn't it?
Because I only know of as in my Irish ancestry, they treated the Irish poorly for a very long time, but then they kind of redemed themselves and came back and kind of helped us out a little bit. The Vikings and the Irish weren't fans of each other for a while.
So let's take a step back, right? So first and foremost, I already knew the brand was called Family by Loyalty. So my partner and I, when we said we want to start a cigar line, we wanted a brand to represent our friendship, our brotherhood, how we live. Right? That was number one. And then picking the mascot for the brand was number two, which was the wolf. Then number three was, how are we going to name the cigars? Right? And then Northern Mythology played perfectly into Family by Loyalty, into the wolf pack, into the family that doesn't have any blood, is based on loyalty. Right? And that's how we did it. So we actually had the names of the cigars before we had the blends.
Okay.
So blending, we wanted to blend to the names of the cigars.
That was one thing that we were going to get into. And then before that, I wanted to bring up, cigars wasn't your first line or endeavor into the cigar world, was it?
No, sir. It was this. Our cigar pipes.
Those are definitely cool. And there's a few on the market now. You know, are you guys still making those?
Yes, we do. We still make them. The thing is this. So we didn't want to mass produce them in China. Right? Yep. We could have gone that route. And we've spoken about that route so many times that each time we talk about that route, we said no. Right? Because first and foremost, I don't know if you guys know, but we have a design patent on these pipes. This little
hump. Oh, really? Here. Oh, yes. That's cool.
So you can't patent a pipe unless you have something mechanically unique. But you could create a design patent based on design.
Yeah.
So based on this design right here, this little hump, so you go like this. Right? So we have a design patent. Right when we came out with this, the whole purpose of this was to nub your cigar at the very end, not smoke it from beginning to end, from a 6-inch, 7-inch down to the end. It's not meant to replace your smoking experience. It was just meant so you could nub it. Just so we have those little poker tools, right?
Yeah.
It's experience. The only thing is, for somebody like yourself that has that long, long, majestic beard, right? Mustache, right? You don't burn your lips, your mustache, your fingers.
I do like yours is longer because the other ones that are on the market now, they force you to hold. Yeah.
Sorry.
that's what we're here. That's definitely not a family show, so we can say whatever. But they make you hold it like you can hold yours like a cigar. Like that's the only one that's on the market that you can actually hold like a cigar.
I see a lot of girls taking pictures like that.
When we came out, there was two other companies out there doing what we're doing. Already when we came out, there was one that was kind of designed to look like a traditional pipe, right? And there was another one as well. Then we came out, and then the other company came out, Jakar.
Yeah,
right. But again, we want to mass produce ours, but we want to mass produce in the United States. We're looking to veteran owned companies right now. We don't want to mass produce in the United States in China or anywhere in that area. And that's kind of why we didn't focus so much on the pipes. We started focusing more on the cigars. So when the cigar business grows, then we're gonna leverage the money we have for the cigar business back into the pipe business.
So the one thing that you may wanna look at, because I've got two buddies that make, they're not in the cigar industry, but they make something like similar looking to what you have. And there's a couple of veteran owned, pool cue companies in the U.S. that specialize in things like that make pool cues that also do side projects as well. So if you're thinking outside the box, like pool cue companies would be able to produce something like that.
So let me show you guys something. So this right here is actually Cocobolo. You see the rings there. They're a little dark, right? So it's a multi-ring gauge.
Oh, I see that. How are you? I don't want you to give your, because I'm a woodworker. And so I'm like, how did you do that? That's it's an internal. Is it a single internal thread?
So since you're a woodworker, you'll know what I'm saying to you. It's a drop step bit.
Oh, okay. So now I'm just thinking in my head, you know, how did he do that? That was kind of definitely.
Does that make sense now? You got to measure the drop set bit based on the ring gauge of the cigars you want to support.
Yeah.
So when you use that drop set bit, you gotta basically measure it right on the ring gauge.
Yeah.
So the multiple ring gauge you want to support. So for instance, this one right here, this is a 32 by 54. So the max ring gauge on here is going to be a 54.
Okay.
On our regular pipe, that is a 40 to 60. But you could choose your ring gauge that you want.
Okay. And Matt, props you for not wanting to go overseas. You know, we do all of our cigar accessories. Actually, they're all produced here in Florida. I don't even like going outside of Florida. I don't like going outside of where I can drive to within a couple of hours.
And I agree with you, so
I can check on quality control. But you know what the pricing is. You know, it's just
I don't know about you, but here in Miami, there's not many woodworking manufacturers. Here, there's a lot of aluminum, steel.
See, right? all my products are made out of aluminum, and brass.
Mine's a hardwood and a ebonite plastic.
Right? Yeah.
So the ebonite here, you can see right
here. Oh, that comes off. Okay.
Yeah. Threaded. So you clean it with a cotton swab. You clean the tip with a cotton swab and a paper towel or a pipe cleaner in the middle.
Now, are you making the tips as well, or are you just buying those?
We make everything.
Oh, that's super cool.
So each pipe is actually custom, right?
Yeah.
And like the most pipes we sell are not even our regular pipes, are basically logos.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm
doing that. And it's not by machine. My partner does the logos by hand. No. So he will carve the pipe out, and then he will take your logo, he will draw it on the rough pipe to see if he can actually do it before we guarantee that we can make it for you. Right? And then once he confirms that we could do it, I'll let you know we could do it. And then he will go ahead and carve it out, your logo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's so like said, yeah. I get a laser. I love the hand carve, but now I just think of man, like the just laser. I love that craftsmanship. Yeah,
but Kev, think of it as something, right? You're a woodworker, right? Even with the machines that we have today, right? This pipe is not perfectly cylindrical, right? That's number one.
Yeah.
Right. You see that little hump there? It's not perfectly cylindrical. So when you try to do a laser engraving on a surface that's perfectly cylindrical, right?
Yeah, it's definitely tough, especially on a product that's being handmade. If you were able to mass produce those, and then every one, that same hump, that same slope was the exact same on every one, then it's just setting up your laser to compensate. Again, But you're not. Everyone is different. Yep. So
yes, exactly. So, yeah. And the thing is, we're trying to find a company because we don't want the prices of these pipes to be astronomical. We don't want it to be for a regular pipe to be $400 or $500 to $200, right? We're trying to keep our cheapest base price at $90.
Yeah.
Right. And move on up. But again, this is our pattern. This little design that we have here versus being perfectly cylindrical.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I completely understand, and I know everything that you add to a product just costs more money, and then especially when it's being made here in the U.S., you know, it just can, that's what people always say with me. Hey, you should do this. You should do this, and I always say you should start your own company and see how much all that costs.
Also, on a side note, got a bottle of cigars. The guy's name is Mario.
Mario, that's it. That's it. So I'm horrible with names. So let's talk about your partner. How did you guys meet? How did you guys get into making the cigar pipes? And then we'll morph that right into the cigars.
So we met about 6 years ago at a daddy daughter dance. So my wife and his wife are already best friends at the kid's school, right? So I didn't know that his wife and my wife were planning for us to meet. To get to know each other at night, right? So I say, bring cigars with you. I'm like, I always bring cigars with you. What kind of question is that? Like, I always bring, no matter where I go, I always have cigars in my life.
Daddy daughter dance, I got them right here.
Exactly, you know what I mean? So I get there and she introduces us, right? And he's like, oh, I like cigars. So we go outside, we smoke, whatever. The next day, it was my wife's 50th birthday party. And based on how I am as a person, if I vibe with you, I would tell you, I vibe with you. When I say I vibe with you, that means I trust you. When I say I vibe with you, that means you're my brother now, right? And when I went on the 50th birthday party, I said to him, we're talking. I said, bro, you don't realize it, but we're best friends. And he looked at me. He was like, bro, I don't call anybody my best friend. Right? 3 months later passes by. He goes, I don't know how the fuck you know this. I don't know how did you, but you are my best friend. I'm like, I told you. Like, if I vibe with you, you know what I mean? This is what it is. Anyway, fast forward a year later, living in Miami. I can't smoke in my house. My wife wouldn't cut me. And we're renting at that time. So I was smoking every day from my garage. And as a DevOps engineer, I had my laptop with me. So by the time it comes 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, the humidity and heat in Miami will be that my laptop will be like, right? And then I will put my cigar in the ashtray, go back inside, come back a couple of hours. It probably rained or sprinkled, and I'm going to cigar is food, right? So my partner says to me one day in Spanish, because he may speak Spanish. His English is food bar. And my Spanish is kind of food bar too. I speak perfect Spanish. But one day he says to me in Spanish, like, bro, you're wasting so much money. What's with all these cigars? He's half smoking cigars. I'm like, bro, it's too fucking hot. I can't smoke in my house. I'm all day every day on a computer. So then he makes me my first rudimentary pipe, all wood. All wood, you know, with a machete. No machine. No bandsaw. No frigging sanding machine. He did a machete and hand sanding. Now, here's the funny part. He did it in one ring gauge, 60. And I was like, well, I don't smoke 60 ring gauge that often. But okay, thank you. I appreciate the gift.
Yeah.
He saw my expression. And a month and a half later, he made another one at a 54 ring gauge. And I was like, I could work with this.
Yeah.
I'm a Toro, Grand Toro type of guy. Okay, no worries. And I went to Corona Cigar Lounge, where, you know, you support. And I went there for a week. My wife and kids went to Universal Studios every day. I worked from there every day, 9:30 to 5:30 every day, Monday to Friday. And the first day I went there with a pipe with the logo of the Punisher on it that he hand carved. People were asking me, where can I buy that? Where can I buy it? Where can I buy it? And all I kept saying was, it's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. That was day one. Second day, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. Someone said, where can I buy that? I said, listen, we're at alpha stages of our company. We're testing out the new product. I called him up. I said, bro, we're starting an LLC. We're starting a company. And we're going to do this. Fast forward a year later, QA, QA, QA. We went live. And then after 9 months doing a pipe and we're doing decently well, I decided that, hey, bro, I think it's time for us to go on a cigar line. He goes, why? Why do you want to do this? I said, because I've been smoking different cigars every fucking day for the past 2 years, ordering from different places. And I want to make five cigars that I love. Five cigars I can stand by. Five cigars that are not full in strength, that are anywhere between mild and transition to medium or medium towards full. And I want cigars, I want to prove to the world that you don't need full strength, full body cigars to have a cigar that's full in flavor. And that's how we came out with our first five lines. You know, we went to different factories, big name factories, but the buy-in was extremely, extremely high.
Yeah.
And we eventually winded up with Blackbird. I love his construction. I enjoy his cigars. But what I needed was a factory that created cigars with great construction, right? And I wanted to blend them. I didn't want them to blend in front of me. And I still have that with Blackbird. And that's why they're the ones who did my first five lines.
Okay. So, and Jonas is, I mean, just a good human being, you know, that's what you want too. You know, you want to be able to, you know, you go to these big factories and like you talk to this guy this time, and then like the next 10 times, like that guy, you don't talk to that guy anymore. You talk to whoever else, but with Jonas, you just talk to Jonas. That's it. You know, when I send an email to like Blackbird, it's Jonas that emails me back, you know? So
no, of course. I mean, I was just there like a few days ago, like, but what I'm trying to say to you is, like, in the cigar business, right, I think a lot of the big names have forgotten where they started from.
Yeah.
Right? And Jonas is a great person. And his team is great. He surrounds himself with great people, right? And he has taught me a lot. He has been a huge mentor to me since the day I started in this
industry. So you said you blended your own cigar. So did you go down there? Did you like blend one? You come back, you blended a couple. How did that blending process go?
So the first two cigars actually were a sample that came out of his factory. It was the next three that we flew out to the factory and we blended Hockey, Skull, and Fenrir.
Okay.
So Frankie and Jerry was a sample that he had that we fell in love with. And he never produced outside for anybody. And I said, wow. I love this. And he says, nobody has this. I'm like, can I have it? He says, sure. I said, but he said, this is a question he asked me. Do you want to start off with two cigars or do you want to start off with more? And at first I was like, two's fine. But after like 3 months and they were aging, I said to my partner, I said, well, the math is not there. He said, what do you mean the math is not there? I said, we have two cigars, Habano and San Andres. I'm like, the likelihood of the odds of somebody liking both or one are low.
Yeah.
I want five cigars. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, we got to go to DR. We got to blend the next three. He's like, why? I'm like, because the odds are against us. Right? And the first two came out beautifully, but I want the next three to really reflect who we are and what we love. And Hati and Skull, it took 3 days of blending with a master blender, I'm not gonna tell you 20 full cigars, 20 cigars that were rolled right in front of us. Me, my partner, Jonas, working with Papa Carvalho, the master blender, all day from 9:30 in the morning till almost 10 o'clock at night, Monday to Friday. And it took us 3.5 days to get to the next two blends. And it took us end of the fourth day to come with the final blend. Right.
I was gonna ask at the end of your day, I mean, could you taste like
anything?
Yeah, I know. I that's mind boggling. And luckily I know you have Jonas there, you have the master blender. Yeah.
So here's what I'm gonna tell you. So on day one, we started off 9:30 in the morning with a coffee, right? A little espresso and water, and we start the first cigar. After the first third, I wasn't impressed. I said, no, this is not what I'm looking for. He said, but you haven't got past the first third. I said, I don't care. This is not what I'm looking for. Right? And then we start talking about what we're looking for next. We start picking some new leaves, go through the factory, start picking up different leaves. He goes back to the rolling table. He rolls four cigars, one for him, one for me, one for my partner, one for Jonas, comes back up. And we did the first three cigars, coffee and water. By the fourth cigar, he says to me, you guys hungry? I said, listen, I need some rum to wash out my palate because my mouth is burning. And right before every cigar, this is me. It burning. Just burning. Right? Washing away water. Getting ready for the next week. And that was pretty much the entire day, the 5 days I was there. And I would tell you one thing.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, just like, go ahead.
All right.
So at the end of the first day, my partner said to the master blender in Spanish, I'm sorry that my partner is so anal, right? And the master blender said, no, this is good. He knows what he wants and I haven't created for him yet. And the second day, my boy Sergio was with us from Cigars Podcast. He apologized to the master blender in Spanish, saying, I'm sorry for my partner being so anal. And he said to him, stop apologizing for the man. I have not been challenged like this in over 6 years. I couldn't sleep last night. On the third day, he said he got to the factory at 4 a.m. When I got there at 9:30, he already had cigars for me to try because he couldn't sleep from the past 2 nights.
You know, and at the end of the day, I mean, you're paying for a product, so you want it to be the best. It reminds me, you know, when I switched machine shops for my little bleed tool, the finish wasn't coming out quite right. And one of the machinists had you know, it was me and the owner, like, you know, oh, it's pretty good. And the owner's like, hey, he's paying for this. If this is the finish that he wants, this is the finish that we're going to give him. You know, it's like, you know, so same thing. It's like, yeah, you're not being disrespectful. You're not being anal.
No, but that's the beauty,
product,
though, right?
You're just making a product that you want. Yeah.
Now, Kevin, like, I'm not going to sit here and say I've worked with X amount of master blenders, but I can tell you one thing for damn sure. The master blender from Blackbird, one of the most humble people I've met in my life. One of the most humble people I've met in my life. He did not take anything I say as criticism, as an offense. No. He kept listening, and we kept talking to each other, and I kept learning from that, right? And at the same time, we came up with something that he understood. For instance, Hathi and Skull. Kerr, you're smoking the Skull right now.
Yes, sir.
And Hathi was the first one that came up on the third day. Skull was the second one. So on the third day when Hathi came up, I was like, this is the Connecticut I can vouch for. This is the Connecticut I can smoke that I love. And I said, man, I would like another cigar. Because remember, I had the names of the cigars already, right? I'm like, I need another cigar. Yep. With the same profile with a different wrapper. And the master blender says, I have the perfect wrapper for you. And I want you to smoke it tomorrow morning with his coffee. And he had him, boom, and he was right. On the fourth day, we came up with the small ring gauge, the pipe size, right? The one that you guys are smoking. And on the fourth day, once I was happy, we had Hathi and Skull, I said to the master blender, can you make this on 3.5 by 52? And the response was, he paused, and he was like, I could do it. And then Jonas was like, fuck no, we're not doing that. Right? And I said to Jonas, am I the client? He's like, yes. Am I paying for this? He's like, yes. So who has the final say-so?
Well, you know, Kevin, it reminds me of the conversation that we had with Omar when the development of the Vice Versa was, you know, doing something unique and being challenged, how, you know, the folks at the factory step up to that and they're going to be fully committed. So Alan, when you're giving them the feedback on the blends, you know, that's their life. That's what they love. They're passionate about it. If you got someone who's challenging them like that, you know, it's going to keep them up at night. You know, they're going to be there at 4 in the morning and make cigars. It's actually, the good ones, the great ones, it that's pretty much the story that follows.
You know, it's funny you say that, Kerr. So
yeah, I wanted to
keyword wanted. It's not going to happen this year. I wanted to come up with two more lines within the Nordic mythology for PCA coming up in 2024. There's no time for it because the Master Blender told me directly. He goes, I'm not going to even try to make this on my own without you. You need to come to DR. You need to be here for a week or two, and we need to do this together. So I'm not going to try to implement to do this without you. I know how you are, and I'm going to wait for you to get here. And right now, I can't do that.
Yeah, because especially with you being knowing what you want and being very particular. If you try to do that by samples back and forth, it'd probably take you a year. You know, exactly. Just back and forth, and it's just what you could do in a week. You know, it'd just be a lot easier. Let's go over some of your lines. You've mentioned these names several times, and let's go over the Nordic mythology, and then you talk about the cigars and the meaning behind the names, and then I've got pictures of the cigars, you know, off the side. So, and then we'll put that up there. So tell us a little bit. Let's start with the wolf. Everybody notices the wolf is the first thing that's on the band.
So start off this, right? Family by loyalty. In a wolf pack, you don't got to be blood to be family, right? You got to be loyal. So that's what family by loyalty, how it started. My business partner and I, brother from another mother, right? Why we chose the wolf. Because in a wolf pack, you got to be blood to be family. Third now, Nordic mythology. So now we have the first two cigars, Freki and Jerry. Freki and Jerry are the twin wolves of Odin, right? In Nordic mythology. Freki and Jerry are his protectors, are the ones that go in and come to a village, destroy everybody, protect them from war. Then you have Hathi and Skull, another pair of twin wolves. They're the son and daughter of Fenrir, the wolf, aka son of Loki, right? So then you have Fenrir and Bringer, which is why it's the red band, right? And that is our most consistent, strongest cigar, consistently, for the Sumatra wrapper and binder, with the filler being the Cubano 98 with Corojo Negro Ligero. Freki and Jerry has the most transitions of all our cigars. And Hathi and Skull are what we call any time of day cigars. whether it's early in the morning or at night. Right now, when we created the Minority Mythology, it's about Frecky and Jerry. Frecky and Jerry, so they're twin wolves. That means they have the same binder and filler. So Frecky's a Mexican San Andres, Jerry's an Ecuadorian Habano, right? And since it's, so again, following the twin, everything is based on mythology and the blend. So since Frecky and Jerry are twin wolves, same binder, Criollo 98, filler, Criollo 98, Corojo, Nicaragua Ligero, and Pennsylvania Broadleaf. When you smoke Frecky and Jerry in a Robusto Gran Toro, it takes you through a transitional journey. Both cigars start off mild in strength, okay, about medium body. Both end at medium towards full in body and medium towards full in strength. Hathi and Skull both start off mild in strength, medium body, and then as the end, medium in strength, medium towards full in body. And Fenrir, from the moment it starts, sweetness and spice simultaneously through the Sumatra wrapper and binder. Medium body, medium strength, ends at full, medium to full in strength. So every one of our cigars has transitions. Every one cigar, some of them have more than the others. But the way that each one starts is not the way each one finishes. And that was the goal for every cigar on the first five, in the first five lines.
That's great. I love cigars that transition. To your point, because everybody's just, now it's just pepper bombs. It's the same flavor from beginning to end. And Kevin, you know, our friend Duncan, Kevin and I's friend Duncan, he's, your story about the third, you know, smoking the cigar and going a third way down. He does the same thing. He's like, this cigar can't give me anymore. It's giving me what it can give me. So it's interesting that you did take the approach of it being a transitional cigars, and it takes you on a journey. So that's
well, it's because I get bored easily, right? My biggest thing is my humidor. I have a ton of cigars of different brands constantly. Why? Because I get bored easily. I'm in constant search for the next cigar that's going to elevate my palate. It's going to shock me. That's going to make me say, wow. Right? So when I smoke cigars today, guys, I have zero patience for a tight cigar. I have zero patience for a cigar after this. Once I got the first half at the end, I'm like, this has done nothing for me. It's the same cigar. I'm bored. It's off. I don't care. Right? So that's
you're right. I sent Kara a picture of a $35 cigar that I only smoked 1 inch in because of the draw. And it's like, I don't, and luckily I got the cigar for free from a rep. And I'm like, I don't have time for this. I do not have time for this shit. You know,
I told you the cigar I smoked, right, that just the transitional cigar that blew me away when I first smoked it, and this was like 6 years ago, was the Paul Gamarian cigar. It was a Lancero.
Yeah.
Rolled in 2001, whatever, and all of his cigars are like that. Just the craziest transitions when you smoked it, and it just kept you engaged the entire time.
And that's the point, though. Again, when you're a new smoker, you may not experience this, right? But when you're like us, guys, and we smoke every day, right? You're going to get to a point, some point in your smoking life, you're going to get to a point where the same shit you've been smoking every day just doesn't do it for you anymore. You're going to get to a point that the same type of cigars you're smoking just doesn't do it for you anymore. And the reason why it doesn't do it for you anymore is because you've been really smoking the same type of cigars for how many years? But when you actually say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to venture out. I'm going to try new brands, or same brands, different lines, different wrappers. Mm-hmm. And when you really start to expand your palate is when you start to really figure out what you really enjoy. A lot of us, the way we start out is the same way we keep going for 5, 10 years smoking cigars. Right, it comes down to
you're right. And going back to you talking about getting bored, that's why I don't do 6x60s. 6x60s, yeah. I mean, the majority of them are pretty good till you get to the halfway point, and then you're like, it's the same cigar, and I have another hour to go, you know, for the or even more, you know. So talking about sizes, so you only have the two sizes, the short one, and then your regular. What are your sizes and all the? Oh, you have three. So okay. So what was the three sizes?
So we have the Gran Toro, 6x54. Right? We have the Robusto, 5x50. And we call the pipe size, 3.5x52.
Okay. And any thoughts of going to, Care brought up Lancero. Are you a Lancero guy?
So I have a sample that I'm waiting for to be sent to me from the Black Bread Factory in Dominican Republic for our all of our lines in a line sample format. It's a possibility.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say definitive. It's a possibility for PCA. We may have a new size, right? But I'm not gonna say yes or no because for me, it's not about coming up with a new size. For me, it's coming up with a new size that tastes phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because if in Lancero doesn't taste right, or just as good or better, I'm not gonna do it. It's the same thing.
Some don't translate well into a Lancero. Some blends just don't.
Exactly. It's not just that. Like, great point, Kirk. Most blends don't translate well in a Gordo. And in Miami, if I really want to sell in Miami, I should be doing Gordos right now.
Yeah.
Right? But first and foremost, I'm not a Gordo fan. That's number one. I'm not. So I would have to make a Gordo that I'm a fan of. And I'm pretty sure that's going to be pretty complicated for me to do that. I'm just being honest.
I agree. You know, I'm 100% with you on that one. Yeah. If you're not into it, I would never make a Gordo. I don't smoke. I mean, I do smoke a, you know, there are a few out there that I like, you know, but it's few and far between, you know, same with Lancero, you know, like I said, but you got to make sure your Lancero is good because if your Lancero guy, you know, smokes it, you know, because Lancero guys smoke all cigars too. And if it's not good, he's not going to try your other ones. He's like, well, this cigar sucks. I'm not going to try. So yeah.
What if your Lancero comes out a little too tight, right? That really fucks up the whole experience. Yeah. It comes up
lot of them do. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Or most of them come up too tight. Let's be honest, right? Most Lanceros come up too tight.
Yeah.
And that's a fear factor of mine.
Yeah.
Yes, I know for a fact that Blackbird does great construction, but Blackbird doesn't make much Lanceros, right? Coronas, double Coronas, Toros, Grand Toros, Robustos, right? So I have to, once I get that sample, I have to see the quality of that sample, right? And I ordered 100 of each so that I can send out to people that I trust and myself, obviously being the head QA guy here, you know, to figure that out. But I know a lot of people always ask me like, the different sizes, like the sizes that we chose today, why we have three sizes, because three sizes that our cigars taste perfectly in. I'm not going to keep creating sizes for the same lines that I have if they don't taste phenomenal. And my palate, that I want to be very clear about that.
Because yeah, you're right. You know, like, that's it. And you got to go with what your factory has its strengths in. You know, when Care was going through his rebrand, you know, he chose a factory being all, most of his cigars are barber poles. You got to choose a cigar, a factory that knows how to make barber poles.
Yeah,
they don't make barber poles. And that's what you make, same, you know, if your factory doesn't specialize in Lanceros or it's not something's common, you maybe not want, you know, every factory can learn, but you maybe that's not what you start off with.
And that was where our Lanceros, Kevin, to Alan's point, the Lanceros, it gets too tight. You go, I mean, it's like sucking, you know, water through a coffee straw.
And I said, be careful what you say, Kerr.
Yeah.
Be careful what you say, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I figure you guys were talking about size earlier, so I wanted to join in.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it really is. And, you know, you'll tend to go with what the strengths of the rollers are. And if you don't have a roller that can't do a Lancero, you don't have a roller that doesn't do a barber pole, or even your smaller sizes, you know, it, Kevin, to your point, they're more expensive. I mean, AJ did the Monte Cristo, and it's a pyramid, a short pyramid. It's more expensive because you have a specialized person in the factory rolling that. So you got to go with what your strengths are, not only with your tobacco, but also your rollers.
So I know that we only have
and how many they can make. Yeah.
Right.
No, exactly. And the queue, right? So let me say this real quick. So I know we got 11 minutes left before I have to jump out, but I want to tell you guys this real quick. So the rebranding, right, guys? When we first started, we started off with the long bands, kind of like Blackbird, right? Kind of very similar to Blackbird, very long bands. And now we have the shorter bands, right? We were family X loyalty, right in the bottom. And now we're family by loyalty, right?
That's now, it. But those little wings that come out the side, those look like an X.
Well, it's an anagram.
Is that a
fucking Kevin?
Kevin, really, Kevin? You have to bring that up, baby? I mean, listen, it's not an X, though. It's just an anagram. That being said.
It's just what I saw. Yeah.
The wolf of the cop.
So I want to preface everybody, you know, that may be listening. So yeah. we were kind of talking, but before the show, about the rebranding, it was Family X Loyalty. Everybody knows there's a manufacturer that definitely, you know, that frowns upon anybody using the X because he has the trademark on it. But you said something that we didn't expand on because I wanted to wait till the show. You said the rebranding made your company stronger. Definitely. Yes. I want to know a little bit more about that.
So I want to say something, guys. Like, look, I'm a human. We're all human, right? So when we got the cease and desist last year at PCA, right, I wasn't the happiest person on the first day of PCA, right? And my reaction definitely wasn't positive, right? But after some months went by, and instead of focusing on coming up with a couple of new lines for, you know, PCA 2023, all of my efforts, my partner's efforts, was on finding a designer to rebrand our cigars. And we're small enough that it wasn't a big deal, right? Now, fast forward a year later, I thank God the Arturo Fuente Corporation combated us with it. Why? Because when we did Family X Loyalty with the long bands, we've got a few complaints about the long bands, number one. Number two, right, we're very similar to Blackbird. And now with the new bands, we're our own unique entity. It's Family by Loyalty, not Family X Loyalty. And now the cigars itself command attention within the humidor, right? They're not too elegant, but they're not on the low end either, right? And now humidors that wouldn't carry my cigars before are now saying your brand will look well in our humidor on different lounges that are a little bit more upscale. So that being said, thank you, the Arturo Fuente Corporation, for whoever came after us. Thank you, because you made it better for us.
I like the new bands because Kevin and I, you know, we talk about foot bands. Yeah. And foot bands are nice, but once they're removed, they're gone, you know.
Yeah.
And I definitely like the style of the core cigar band with the secondary band.
Yeah, and the core lines, like I said, it's Family by Loyalty. Okay.
And I like it. I like the new bands from the aspect of someone that does social media a lot. The new, with the bigger bands, you can still light that cigar and post a picture online. You got to be quick about it before your cigar gets to that big band, you know. So at least with the new bands, I can light the cigar. I can smoke it for a little bit. I can and then casually take my time and post the picture of it. Do you ever get complaints about the old band? Is there any complaints or feedback over the lettering of the names? Because some people, like I said, you know, Skull's an easy one, but the other ones, hard. They're not hard because okay.
We have actually people like Skull, Fenrir, right? They'll have problems saying Jerry, right? Or Freaky versus Frecky. Look, we tried to keep the font as close to Nordic mythology as possible. We were everything about the brand. I don't know if you guys even noticed this. You probably didn't. But if you guys would look at the secondary bands that you guys pulled out, each one has a wolf head on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But each wolf has a different scar on its eye or a double scar or a scar in each eye, depending on the wolf.
Oh, get out of here.
Dude, my eyesight's not that good, man. I'm old. That's heavy. I'd have to take a picture of it and blow it up.
All right. Yeah. And another thing, go ahead.
No, I said with the coloring, it makes it nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing, because I mean, obviously Kevin caught it, the anagram. But Kevin, did you catch the other anagram?
I did not. Let me on the wolf?
On the main logo, on the main wolf, yes.
I gotta look tight here. My eyesight's bad.
I gave you a hint on the secondary band. It's on the first band as well.
Scar?
Yes, on the eye. Do you see it?
Yes.
So, again, we're family by loyalty, but there's no family ex loyalty.
I see it. Hey, did you put someone in the wolf's mouth? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Definitely easier to see one.
And then you see my hat, right? And the funny part is that our hats sell almost as well as our cigars do.
That's because I like the back of that. That's because it's a flat hat. Only the cool kids wear flat hats.
But look at that.
No offense, Care.
That's all right. I'm okay not being cool.
You see what it says?
No, it said loyalty is thicker than, what does that say?
Blood. Than blood.
Thicker than blood. Oh, I like that. I like that. That's super, super, super cool. I know we only got a few minutes here. Care, do you have any questions here before we let our guests go for tonight?
But we have limited time. Thanks for the cigars. And I mean, I definitely can understand that sometimes changing things is difficult and kind of get you frustrated. But when you come out the other end, you're better off than maybe when you were. So sometimes these things that we see as negative or inconvenience actually make us better. So
I'm glad to see y'all do that. You know, like one of the biggest things in life that I've learned, right? I'm going through a lot right now in my life in general, but when life is hitting you hard, when you feel like that storm just keeps hitting you harder and harder, you have to look at it. Well, not you have to. You should take a chance to look back and say, what's going on? What did I do wrong? What can I do better? What I need to change, right? And yes, when I got the cease and desist, like I said, I'm human. Was I upset? Yes. Was I pissed? Yes. But I had to flip it because otherwise, what am I going to do? I'm going to fight it, lose all my money. A. B. I'm going to sit there sad and do nothing. Or C. I'm going to push ahead and make something out of it. Right? And that was option C.
Yeah. There's nothing else to do.
That's all there is to do. You just got to forge ahead. And create a new path, and like you said, luckily it's for the better. And I think a lot of times it always ends up being for the better. So, So Alan, thank you. I know you got a bail right here. We definitely want to have you back on. So let's. I'll definitely reach out to you, and we'll definitely get the last half of our questions gone through.
Part two.
Yeah. And next time I'm by your area, bro, I'll hit you up in advance, let you know.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm up here in Sarasota, so I'm not too far away. I'm in the Doral area on occasion. So next time I'm down in your area.
You got to hit me up, bro.
I'm
next to all the main factories, literally.
Kevin, you realize Alan did this on purpose, so we have to have another show so we can have a twin show like his twin cigars.
That's it.
Yeah, we can do it.
So before we got some time in a couple of months, so I'm going to reach out to you. We're going to get you rescheduled and get you back on. So we'll hear part two of the story, man.
All right. So awesome, guys. I'll be back for you guys whenever you want.
All right.
I'll be back.
All right, bro.
Right on, man. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, listen, Kev, Kerr, thank you so much, man. Guys, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was an hour and a half. If not, I would have scheduled this other one. So my apologies on that. That's my fault. So thank you, guys.
No worries, man.
No problem.
We'll catch you again. We'll talk to you later.
You have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much.
You too.
See you.
Do you keep taking the banners the overlays?
No, I only did the one because you had it blocking his face, the FSG.
Well, no,
you were clicking
I did that too, but it was glitchy. Like I kept scrolling. It was like I click on one and it would like glitch up and. That's why there's a couple.
I only did the one. That was the first time I touched it all night long.
Well, okay. So, yeah. Cause a couple of them came down on their own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe I wasn't glitchy earlier. Maybe it is StreamYard. So I want to expand a little bit, just on the cease and desist, because I know you got one. I'm recently going through something. I'm not the one getting the cease and desist. I'm the one that is having their name. Yeah, I am the cease and desister. But I talked with you about it privately, but I was really mad at the beginning, and I wanted to burn the world to the ground. But it can't, for me though, I think in the long run it's going to come out better, you know, for me. Mm-hmm. But about you, I mean, do you feel the same way with as Alan when you had to rebrand? Was that something you felt like at, now you look back on it, you're like, oh, I think it made me better.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look back at it that way. I mean, it was very early on, so it wasn't like I had El Viajante out for years, and it was a known brand. But it all worked out. You know, I definitely think the way things are now, it all worked out for the better. You know,
yeah,
changing factories, it all worked out for the better. And you know, these things are setbacks. You stumble a little bit, but you know, you can't let it beat you, and you got to find a way to overcome. As they say, you know, do not despair, but if you must despair, move forward in despair. So both situations, you know, I feel like we came out the other end better and more secure and stronger.
Yeah, definitely. Especially like I said, with the new factory, I mean, your cigars are, heads and tails, you know, the quality, the consistency is way better, you know, than it was before.
And the Stogie Road cigar name.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes,
I like that. It ended up being better having Stogie Road cigars and, not El Viajante. You know, I think El Viajante would have been more of a pigeonholed, if you will, versus with Stogie Road cigars.
Yeah, I mean, look at the logo underneath your name right now. You know, like I said, it's, you know, you could have fit El Viajante in there sideways or whatever, but you know, just the simple SRC cigars, you know, looks good.
I didn't even have a logo for
El Viajante. Speaking of Stogie, yeah. Oh, you didn't have you just had like your Vista.
It was my signature. I wrote El Viajante out, and
all it was? Okay.
Yep. That's all it was.
Oh, okay.
Same with the Edition 35.
So right.
The lettering on the Edition 35 was my handwriting on it, but that was really it.
And any luck recently getting hold of, a lot of people may not know this, but there is, because Care has the cigar, the Sweetgrass Gringo. There is also a new vodka in your hometown.
No, not my hometown. It's the same name. It's down in Charleston. It's Sweetgrass Vodka. And Jeremy Renner is one of the owners. Yeah, Jeremy Renner, one of the Hawkeye in the Avengers, is one of the owners. And we put together a letter. And then, you know, Jennifer got, you know, some bad news. We got some bad news, losing a family member. So, Jennifer is out in California right now with Joseph. Everything's ready to go, you know, to send out as soon as we get it. I'm also waiting on, cause we're out of Gringos right now. I'm also waiting on, the new shipment of the Toros for the Gringos. But yeah, we're hoping to be able to partner with Sweetgrass Vodka. With the Sweetgrass Gringo, I've been trying to get the vodka too. They don't sell it around here. They do sell it at, I think it was Wine, whatever, and they're out of it. But I'd like to get some of the vodka and try it.
Oh, I thought you. I for some reason I thought you had tried the vodka already.
No, we just stumbled across it. It was like, yeah, we stumbled across Sweetgrass Vodka. We're like, oh my god, Sweetgrass Vodka, and then it was like, huh, well, this is pretty interesting, and then. We saw that Jeremy Renner was, look, there it is again.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to scroll down and it clicked on it. We saw Jeremy Renner was one of the owners, and you know, I've done some research and he's a cigar smoker. So shit we could do.
That would definitely be super cool. I was hoping to team up with the Miami Dolphins for my latest cigar, but I haven't had any luck with that. but
not after a 70, what do you think about that 70, game 70, 70, 20 routing. Jesus God.
70-20, you know. What are your thoughts? And if anybody watched the game, what are your thoughts of taking a kneel at the end and not going for the record? For those guys, some of those records, you know, especially since from the old timers, you don't want to take those records, no. You know, but would you, as a coach of the Dolphins, yes. Would you have wanted to go for it?
I mean, what was the reason why they didn't? You know damn well at 70-20, it wasn't to, I don't want to insult them anymore. Your score is 70-20. 73-20 is not going to be the tipping scale of, I can't believe you did that. I didn't watch the game, so I can't tell if it was one of those situations where it was like, we weren't trying to run up the score. All we did was run a dive play, and the guy just ran, and no one could tackle him. So, you know, it's sometimes
that,
games
a lot of the plays, that's what it was. Like, it was just like, holy crap, there's just like a hole open. And it's just like, they just ran for it. So I would say half of that score was just happenstance, you know, that it just, you know, they just scored that high. But yeah, I mean, we already hold the record for the only perfect season in NFL history. Why not add the second, you know, the second? Because we have a lot of bad, you know, like we've done it. We've played some horrible games. Like, we have records on the other side of this being like the worst at this and that, you know. But I definitely would have went for it. And hopefully we make it all the way. I'd love to see, you know, I bet I can move some cigars. We make it to the Super Bowl.
You won 70-20, dude. Just calm down. Okay, you guys aren't ready. Yeah. The Dolphins are not ready for the Super Bowl yet. I mean, I actually kind of have the approach that my coach taught us. But again, I'm kind of old school, which is go for the jugular. Once they're down, get them down. Because if the shoe is on the other foot, they do it to you. So at that point,
yeah,
you know, you want to secure your team in the record books, kick the field goal. You beat the spread. Okay. It's not like the Rams game or whatever that was the other day or a couple weeks ago. You know, you beat the spread, you got it, you know, just go for the, and you're the coach on the other side. I'd have been like, dude, just kick the fucking field goal and be in the record books, you know? I don't know. I think not going for it was, I don't know what the rationale was behind it, but you know, it's not my team, not my sandbox. I'm just one of those highly opinionated fans that watch and just laugh.
Oh yeah, and you can never. I mean, because I'm part of a Dolphins fan group on Facebook, and no matter what happens, you can't make them fans happy. You know, people are just pissed at this, pissed at that. No matter how well they're doing, it's just nobody's happy, and our coaches. I definitely got to look into his history of where he came from. He is the biggest nerd ever to have lived. He can't be 35 years old. Can't be 32. You know, just I love his style. And if anybody want the laces out by Trash Panda Cigars, use the code FIN, PHIN, saves 20% off either a 3-pack, 5-pack, or 10-pack. Plus, you get all the free swag. So head over to trashpandacigars.com. I was hoping to time that with the Trash Panda logo up top there. You know, and then we had the
not that perfect timing like we are. And then trash.
That's it. Yeah. Hashtag we are trash. Subliminal care. That was subliminal. We won't play that. There it is. And then the Colorado game. Dion. Oh, prime time.
I am gonna share my opinion on this. Okay. And I love seeing everybody on social media because it just, I swear to God, everybody's just turning into sheep. It's terrible. But yeah. Primetime goes to the program. He brings his name. He brings his excitement. He brings his faith. He brings everything about him, and it blows up. They're popular. People want to go to the games. It's exciting. And he treats those kids like his own, which is fantastic. They lost a game.
They lost a game to a team that was higher ranked than them. And everybody's like, oh, everybody, are you still in the primetime bandwagon? No. The guy is just as humble in victory as he is in defeat. He's still primetime, but just get off it. I'm glad he's there. I'm glad he's doing what he's doing. I'm excited to see what he can do with the program. And more importantly, I'm glad to see how he is with the teammates, with the team and the kids. And I love hearing that he wants to stay in college and not deal with the prima donnas and stuff in the NFL. And I'm hoping that he can coach and get the new level of competitors coming out of that program, going to the NFL and act differently. And I love it. I love what he brings to the sport. He lost, no big deal. It's not his first game he's lost. It's not going to be his last game he's lost. But, you know, stop being so quick. People like the people that were quiet now are yammering. They were waiting for him to fail. They were waiting for him to lose a game. And it's just
everybody was. Did you see the handshake at the end with the other coach?
No.
Oh, no. My God. The other coach put his arm out and, like, put it in his Deion's chest. And, like, get away from me at the end of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to know why? Because he's doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing. You know, that's what's going to happen when you do the right thing. You know, he's flashy. He is what he is. If he wears sunglasses and big gold necklace and hats, whatever, BFD. Bum Phillips wore a cowboy hat and a freaking plaid shirt and a big old belt buckle. You know, I mean, it's like,
who is that?
Bum Phillips. He was the coach of the Houston Oilers back in the 70s and 80s. And, you know,
okay, no, yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, BFD. I mean, just get over yourselves. The guy is a class. I like him. I liked him as a player. I like him as a coach. He's a ridiculous athlete. You know, he's the only one who played the Super Bowl in the World Series. Guys like him come along often.
I didn't know he played in both. He played in the Super Bowl and the World Series.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a tremendous athlete, and to be able to play, I mean, you have guys in high school and college who have a hard enough time playing two sports. You know, this guy, he played two professional sports, so he's very, very special athlete. But I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous, man. I can go on for days about that.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. So anything else? Yeah. It's like the meme with the guy at the table, you know, change my mind. Alan is on IG live now. So yeah, he said he had scheduled something else. So he had another, he's a busy guy. He's always doing all these little shows and not little shows, but he's always doing shows and he's always out there trying to promote his brand. And he's doing the hard work, you know, that, you know, I would say a lot of these boutique cigar companies don't do, you know, I see, you know, some of these, and he's obviously an IT guy. I messaged him yesterday and I was doing some show notes. I wanted to get screenshots of all the cigars so I can put them up on there. And I sent him an email this Sunday afternoon. And then I go, hey, you've got the description on two of your cigars that are the same, you know, like someone copy and pasted it. And then he gets back to me within a few minutes. All right, I'm working on it. A few minutes later, he goes, it's changed. You know, so he went and changed the website, you know, the description. You know, so I'm like, oh, he really is an IT guy. You know, I know he does like the DevOps thing, which I looked into, and I don't understand. I don't understand any of that at all. You know, those are a lot of words that that I don't understand. That's so, but yeah, it's I like the hustle. You know, I like the hustle. Some of these boutique brand owners, because you know, and the ones we interview generally have that hustle, and the ones that. So a lot of people, like I said, people reach out to me all the time, you know, at least twice a week, you know, hey, I'd love to come on your show, you know, and then I look at their, you know, like they have like no social media. They don't do the hustle. Like I said, you know, it's like you know, and I don't want to be a jerk, be like, but we definitely want to have interesting people on the show, people that, you know, maybe they have seen on Instagram and everything else. And it's just like, and I'm not rude to them. I usually just say we're just booked up, you know, for like a year. you know, but I love having the interesting people that have, you know, have the cool story like Alan does.
Yeah, I mean, you have an interesting boutique guy on here every week with you. I mean, what more could you ask for, Kev?
That's it. One that hustles on the social media.
Well, I mean, so. I'll tell you what, man, I know when I'm hustling. I know when we're I'm slacking, and it's tough. And it's like, you know, life gets in the way. Shit gets in the way when it's not your full time thing. And hats off to anybody who is able to take that risk, that leap, and go about it full time. I mean, it definitely is difficult. And I got a lot of respect for folks like that. You know, I got a lot of respect for you know, most of them. But because it's tough. It is. It's challenging, man. People have families, you know, that, you know, they leave their jobs and they take some big risks. And that's why I don't like when anybody lays heavy criticism, calls it a hobby, calls it anything like that, because I have nothing but respect for folks who are out there working as hard as they can to fulfill a dream.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I agree. So, all right, everybody, start typing in the word cigar, and it's time for the Tapping Ash and Taking Names giveaway presented by Amendola Family Cigars. All of my swag is over on the other side of the bar, but we've got some cool swag from Drew Estate, and we've got a couple of cigars. I think a three pack, two or three pack from Amendola Family Cigars. So I'm actually, my second cigar is actually from Amendola Family Cigars tonight. Is the Natural? They just started shipping their new the West Side Story.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So start looking at that and
good cigars.
Oh man, I wish. I wish. I remember where the first place is going to have that, because there was a coupon code. So if you actually go to the Cigar Prop Instagram page, a couple of days ago, maybe a week ago, I posted a picture of me smoking a West Side Story. Go down in the comment section, and Chris Monaco from Amendola Cigars had made a comment where the cigars were going to be released first, and there was a coupon code of like Familia. Italian for family, I believe. Yes. So you can check those out.
So is this the Tapping Action giving the giveaway?
Can I click it? Yeah. If you got it, click it.
Can I click it? Yes. I was wanting to
Before that, we were supposed to do, so I'm gonna let everybody type in the word cigar, and then we were supposed to hear a word from our partner.
Oh shit, I'm sorry.
Corona cigar. No, I forgot all about that too. So yeah, we're running way early tonight. So let's hear a word from our All right, it's a new season, so we only got three people that cannot win. It's Mumra, Michael Strasburg, and JJ Jambalaya. So let's go ahead and share the screen here. And then I will start collecting comments. And we'll see who our winner tonight is. Is Ybor City Cigar.
Ybor City Cigar.
Definitely send me a email, kevin@cigarprop.com, and I will get your prize pack out. Let me just write that down, because Jessica's not here to write that down
for Jessica!
Me. And I will get your prize pack out to you. maybe they're a lounge. I would say that they start carrying the Amendola Family Cigars.
There you go.
So be cool. Nice. So all right. So next week, we've got a Brian Gordon of Tactical Cigar Society Cigars. We welcome him to the show. Now, Tactical, the company, it's a private security company. They and then they delved into the cigar world. I found them through someone had come in through Corona Cigar Sarasota and talking with Jessica because Jeff at Corona Cigar carries the Tactical Cigar Society cigars. Really? Super cool cigars. It's got like a 19. The band is in the shape of a 1911, so which is super cool. So I kind of dug the cigars and posted a picture. They reached out to me and just chatting back and forth. So I'm kind of interested to see a little bit more about the company, how they got into cigars. So yeah. I don't know. It's going to be
odd leap, right?
It is an odd leap how that, you know, but guns and cigars, they definitely go hand in hand for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So make sure you're following Cigar Prop producer Jessica, even though she's not here. We'll give her a shout out. And Care Viajante of Soggy Road Cigars on all the social medias. Links are in the show notes down below, the podcast description if you're listening to this in the future, as well as all of our show partners, and as well as Alan from Family by Loyalty Cigars. Like I said, all the social media links are clickable links, so check them out. Once again, thank you to J.C. Newman Cigars, Cigar Medics, Amendola Cigars. We are the muscle. Casa Carabello Cigars, Illusione Cigars, deep in flavor, deep in your mind. K by Karen Berger Cigars, Corona Cigar, and of course, Drew Estate and Experience Acid. Care, leave everybody with a final thought for the night.
Life is short, smoke a cigar, and don't try and co-host a show with a sick dog.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself. See everybody.